Hello, my little pumpkin. I'm glad you're here. I've been waiting oh so long for you to appear. It's almost harvest time, and don't you fear, it will be a gentle experience. Of course, you know that you must be detached from the parent whom you grew to. Of course, you know that you must be attached so you can go on your way. And just like me, I had to be detached from the parents I knew in my youth. Detached and rolling down the hill of life until I'm through. But you, my pumpkin, you're very small, and you don't roll that well. I'll carry you where you will go quite well. Little pumpkin, don't you fear, you see I've brought some others, lovely little pumpkins, inside my home. I need to prepare some things, get some things all ready to go, and soon it will be your time. Soon it will be your time to shine, oh little, little pumpkin. I suppose you are larger than I say. You're about 15 pounds, give or take, but it's small compared to others. Little pumpkin, don't you fret, it's going to be a glorious set. The crusts are all quite prepared and ready to go. Little pumpkin, thank you for waiting so patiently. You did not get upset. You did not throw a tantrum. Now you are ready. I've brought the knife, and it's time to begin and end your life. You see, I'm making pie, and you are the filling. You'll be quite filling in my belly, and the bellies of people eating these great pies. I've have almost a dozen. You might be the last tonight, oh little, little pumpkin. I appreciate your life. It was oh so pretty, and so is my wife. You see, we are selling glorious pies, all decked out in our finery. We expect to make a profit, and it only cost you your life.